We are learning Maseches Sota, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Aleph, the two dots. Omar Rabbi Yeshua Kacha Yidarish Zechariah Ben Akatzav. We're talking about the halacha that says Nitma V'Nitma. So we learn from there, Kishem Shesur L'Baal, Kacha Shesur L'Baal. And Rabbi Yeshua says, like Rabbi Kiva, with the extra vav, Rabbi Mizchar Ben Akatzav was dashed like that. Rabbi says, no, it says twice V'Nitma. And like we spoke out before, we spoke out yesterday on the Mishnah, it really says V'Nitma four times in the pasuk is V'Nitma. The first V'Nitma doesn't count. That's talking about a Vaday Tameh. There are three more times it says V'Nitma, and now we'll see in this Gemara the drashas for that. Tana Rabbanan. Sholish Pamim Hamurim Parasha. It says three times in the Parasha, Im Nitma, Nitma, V'Nitma. It says three times in the Parasha the words V'Nitma. The first time is Pasuk Chav Zayin. It's not the first time, but that's one of the times. V'Hishkas Amayim V'Hoysa Im Nitma'a. That's one time. Then it says also in Pasuk Chav Tes, Zoyz Tarez HaKanoyis HaShtish Tishtu Tachas Isha V'Nitma'a. That's another time. And it also says in Pasuk Yudalis, that was the first time, V'Ava Allah Ru'a V'Kinna V'Kinna Zishtu V'Hi Nitma'a. V'Ava Allah V'Kinna V'Kinna Zishtu V'Hi Nitma'a. It says here also V'Nitma'a. So it says three times V'Nitma'a. What is it teaching us? Echad Labal, the Echad Laboyal, the Echad Chuma. One's that the Baal, that she is also to the Baal now. Number two is that she's also to the Boyal. And number three is that she cannot eat Chuma. She's considered a Zoyna. Zoyna cannot eat Chuma. She's considered a Vaday Zoyna, and she cannot eat Chuma. Divri Rabbi Kiva. This is the words of Rabbi Kiva. Now, if you want to jump and ask, you can ask a question. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva learns in the extra Vav, not from the extra word. And here Rabbi Kiva is saying, an extra word of Nitma. It's a good question. The Gemara does not ask this question now, but the Gemara asks another question later on, and the Gemara's Teretz will answer this. We'll have a fourth drasha. Huh?
Chuma
is three. Right. But it says that, how do you know Echel Bav Echel Boil? Because it says Nitma twice? No, that was Rebbe. Rebbe Kiva said an extra vav. Here it says Nitma, Nitma, Nitma. It's three times. One's a bow, one's a bow, one's a truma. You only need two. You only need two of them because we have extra vav. So that's a good question. And Miyat Hashem, once more enough, Chav Tes Malv brings in a new drasha, we'll have a teret to the kasha. Divri Rebbe Kiva. Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel comes and has a tiny Rebbe Kiva. And we're not going to understand it until we see the Gemara on base. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'Chaymer is a Kal V'Chaymer. Oma Grusha, Shemeteres L'Truma. A grusha halacha is a lady is truma. That means a grusha who gets divorced and she goes back to her father's house. She's a kahenes. She's lady is truma, even though she's a grusha, but she's asura lekahuna. She cannot marry a kohen. So zu this isha who's asura zu shasura truma eidin shasura lekuna. This isha who learning up of nitma is also a truma. Of course she also for a kohen. Now Rabbi Kiva wasn't talking about a kohen. So like, what do you want? We'll see in the Gemara. But like, what's Rabbi Shmuel saying? Rabbi Shmuel is saying, this Saita is Asa Takuna now. She's considered a Zayna Fakuna. Why? Because Madach Agrusha, which is Asa Takuna, you know, Shmuta Chuma, this lady became Asa Vachuma for sure, is Asa Takuna. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And we'll see what Rabbi Shmuel, how is talking to Rabbi Kiva in a second. We'll see soon on one base. Now, another drasha. Malta Maloimar, Vihinatma, Vihilonatma. The Pasuk says, we read it quickly before, we'll read it again now. Va'ava Allah Ruach Kina. The pasuk is pasuk Yudal. It says Va'ava Allah Ruach Kina. V'kines Ishtoi. V'hinitma'a. Oy Ava Allah Ruach Kina. V'kines Ishtoi. V'hinitma'a. That says in the pasuk. Maybe she was Tamei. Maybe she's not Tamei. So the Gemara asks. The Bryce asks. This is not Rabbi Shmuel talking. This is the Bryce talking. This is from Matam Aleima. It's a Milsa Bapi Nafshalik Rashi says. Im Nitma'a. If she became Tamei, which means she was Zanva Vadai, Lama Shoisa, why is she drinking in the Meisaita? She's Tamei. Bim Loi Nitma, Lama Mashka. And she wasn't Nitma, why are we giving her to drink? What's the pasuk talking about here? It says, Vikini Zishtai, and she was Nitma, or Vikini Zishtai, Loi Nitma. So what's going on? Magilacha Akasa, the pasuk teaches us like this. Shah Safik Asura. Now, Safik is Asa. This pasuk is Mechayash Tos, that Safik Saita is Asa. That's his Mechayash Tos. And like Tais really asked that Safik that's also, that's Shabbat Chiddush, usually a Safik's also, Safik the rice is also. But Tais speaks out that maybe here it's even a din of Vada. Like upon him, teaching us that Safik is Asura. Mekanat Adon, that's telling him, it's Rambam and Rajbah of every Safik the rice is Lachum, everybody's telling you that. Like upon him, teaching us that Safik is also. Mekanat Adon, we'll learn from here, Lesheretz. Oma Soita, Shle Osava Shaygig Kemezit. But in his karatza, in osav asafik avadai, soita, which is only osir to her husband, is only if she did it bevadai. If she did it beshoigig or beoynis, the halacha is that it's not aser. Still, the sof is kavadai. Sharetz, which you become tome, isai v'shoyik, isai v'meiz, isai v'ainis, shalos v'shoyik, v'meiz, v'ainis, k'rotzen, ein din shi'asa v'ay sof kavadai, which means like this. We know famously, all over Shas, we learn out Sofik Tuma from Saita. What does that mean? This is it. This is ground zero. This is the place where we learn this. Sofik Tuma is learned out of Saita. We see Saita is a Sofik, and she comes also. She's only a Sofik, she comes also. What's the Makar? And the Makar is, this is the Makar, all over Shas, that we have a Sofik Tuma, the Loch is Sofik Tuma is Sofik Avada is also. Zog to Gemara Vaita on Tavam Beis, Umakim Shabbos, this is learning out of Saita. You gotta be exactly like Saita. Ma soita Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Av Sheretz Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Just like soita is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Av Sheretz Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Which means that what? That soita, the stira, the seclusion happens in seclusion. Only two people, the Baal and the Isha. So therefore, the only time we have a din, Safak to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, is only in a place where there's only two people. That's the only time. V'nan Shiram, Shiram has a lot of people there. So it has to be a Rosh Hashanah Yochid to have Safak Tumma is Asr. So it comes out like this. We're learning from a Saita, Safak Tumma is Asr, but Dafka Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Naran Shirab. So what's the, what, why? It's a Kavachimer. A Kavachimer from Saita. Sheretz from Saita. Frank Taisvah is a very big question. We know from learning enough Saita already that Saita is not a Stam, a Safak. There's a Reglayim Ladova. Someone was Mekana. The husband says, don't hang out with Reuven. Then she goes, and for 2 hours she's in a room with Reuven. Got only 2 hours, it's a few seconds, but that was a story. And we say, oh, it's a Safik Saita. It's pretty, you know, it's a pretty Reglayim Ladova. Cool, Reglayim Ladova means there's a lot of grounds to suspect over here. That's Stam a Safik. So how do you learn out the Sharetz? What's going on over here? That's Taisus Kasha. Taisus is on the Chochesim Al-Din Masl Enoi, in the middle of the Taisus. Says, Vahaha Ikalam Atama, a Mailer Prachina, Mailer Sushkin Reglayim Ladova, Sharekina Law. So because of this Kasha, the Taisus Shants, Taisus has a Teretz. If you want to see Tais Teretz, go down to the bottom, Devi Yeshleimer. But I'm not going to get into that Tais Teretz. But I'll tell you what the Tais Shan says. Tais Shan says, El Shema Mino, De Ein Zeh Kav Achoy Megomer. El Gilu Milsa Ba'almahu. Uvekul Tamu De Gamrinim Sofik Tomo Meshush Yochem Esoita, Kedome Hilchasa Gemiri Lom Esoita. Ha'akum Elochem Moshe V'Sinai. Tais Shan says, it's not really a Kav Achoy Mer. It's a Lochol Moshe V'Sinai that we learn out from Esoita. That's how it works. And therefore, you don't have a kasha of reglayim ladava. Hakaponim, so we learn out sofik tuma from saita, and we go further. Umas saita dava shesh bedas lishael av sheres dava shesh bedas lishael. Just like a saita, the sveikis in the story of saita are people who you can ask what happened. They're humans. They're people who know that talk. So that sofik is by something that's Dovash Yeshvi Das Lishol. Afshera is Dovash Yeshvi Das Lishol. The Sufik Tumah that we're saying is Tomei Vadai, and it's Sufik Tumah is Tomei, is Dafka by Yeshvi Das Lishol, which means what? We have a person who's not sure if he touched the Sheretz or not. He's a person, Dovash Yeshvi Das Lishol. Or a person was holding Taris and is not sure if the Taris touched the Tumah. All those cases is Dovash Yeshvi Das Lishol. But if a Sheretz, if a Kikar fell off a shelf, and there's a dead sheretz on the floor, and there's a kikar, which is a challah on a shelf, and you come back an hour later and you see it fell off the shelf, and it landed very close to that sheretz. You see, it's not, it's right there, it's moved up a little bit, but your skin maybe bounced off that sheretz and landed on the side. Is it tamei or not? No, that's not, you don't say sofik tumah over there, because that's not das, sheyesh bo das yishal. Mekan amru, dovash yesh das yishal, v'sheyesh yochid sveka tamei, that's what you say, sveka tamei, sheyram sveka tar. V'sheyim bo das yishal, like the case we said, where a challah fell off the shelf, bein v'sheyesh yochid, bein v'sheyesh sheyram sveka tar, both cases we sveka tar, because there we don't learn out from saita, because ein bo das yishal. So, what do we, so now, there's a whole tumble, if the din of just a rabbin that's tar, that's also learned out of Saita, or that's the pashtus, because you go by the chesed kashrus. There's a three sutras in Rishonim, a few places in Shas, Tosfos speaks out that sofik tumah shirabim is tar, is not because learned out of Saita. It's because there's a chesed kashrus, a chesed taira for the item, and therefore it's tar. Here Tosfos says, he has a kasha, Tosfos develops a makan, four lines into the Tosfos says, "Tema l'may itzur chilchus anema hemet tamar chaskasai." And Tosfos answers a little later on that Selkadayat Chamina the Gzeres Melech Kachi b'chol Sofak Tuma. You would think that every Sofak Tuma is Tomei. Therefore, we need the Lachem Moshe Vesina to say no. But in the Shirabim it's Tar. Like upon him, That's why Gemara dashes from the second half of the Brisa dashes from the Nitma of Loi Nitma, that Safik is Asa. Now, let's go back to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. So now, we had in the Brisa, Rabbi Kiva said three Nitmas, one's for Baal, one's for Boil, and one's for Truma. Rabbi Shmuel says back to him, if Grusha, who's Asa Tekuna, is Mutter and Truma, this Isha, who's Asa for Truma, of course, is Asa Tekayin. So what does that guy do with anything? Rabbi Shmuel, like the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm Rabbi Kiva Chuma. I'm like, Hadla Iu Kuna. He's talking about Kuna. What are you talking about? Besu, another Kasha, Li Rabbi Kiva Kuna Menale. Taka Shver, Rabbi Kiva. How does he know that she is Usher to a Kayin? And like Rashi speaks out, it has to be that she's Usher to a Kayin, because if she's Usher to a Chuma, she's Usher to a Kayin. And we know that's true.
What would be the case?
What would be the case? That he dies. In case that he dies. The Baal dies
before he's
mashed the Saita. Then now she never drank the Saita, so he died. Now could she marry Kayin or not? So Kashan one is Rabbi Kiva talked about Kayin. Why is Rishmael talking to Rabbi Kiva about a Kayin? Vesu, Rabbi Kiva Kurumanale, Taka for Rabbi Kiva, how do you know? He doesn't know how to Kava Khaimer, so how does he know Kuhuna? Bechi Tema Kuhuna Loi Tzricha Kra, and maybe your Taina, that Kuhuna isn't your pasuk. Shrei also bar Sofik Zoyna Kazoyna, because Sofik Zoyna, we said is like a Zoyna. So then, you see, he's Oster husband. So Trumanami, Loi Sabay Kro, also Shrei also Sofik Zoyna Kazoyna. So if you're going to Taina, you know why? Because I know, I know Saita very well. I know Saita is a big Chiddush. Sofik Kavada. And therefore he's a Zoyna, so it's Pashit that she's also to Kain. If that's true, she's also to Trumosu, you need a Pashit Nitma. So something's wrong over here. We need the Pashit Nitma to tell you about that Sofik's Kavada, Lagabe. Truma say, how you know the Gavi Kuna? Ella, the Rabbi Kiva, Abba, Kroy, Ksivi. And this answers the question we asked before about the Vav. This Taka 4 Psukim, why? Three times Nitma and an extra Vav. One extra Vav. One of those Nitmas has extra Vav. Rabbi Kiva, Abba, Kroy, Ksivi. Chad the Baal, Chad the Boil, Chad the Kuna, Chad the Truma. Because, like we said, one of the Nitmas has a Vav. We had the Pasik and Pasik. The order was, one was a Pasik. The pasuk with Itma, one was pasuk Chav Zayin. Let's go through the pasukim again. So one pasuk was pasuk Yodalit. That's one says Nitma, doesn't say Vinitma. Another pasukim was Chav Tes. There it says Vinitma. That's the other pasuk. That says Vinitma. Pasuk Chav Tes. Zoyt Haris Hakanayis. The sister is Vinitma. And the other one is a plain Nitma as well. The other pasuk is a plain Nitma. So therefore, there's one extra pasuk, the pasuk of Chav Zayin, there it says Nitma, Im Nitma, Hoim Nitma, V'timo Mal. So two Nitmas and one Vin Nitma, extra Vav, so we have four drashas according to Rabbi Kiva. Baal, Kuna, Chuma. Huh?
Didn't Rabbi Kiva run
enough
from the Baal?
No, Baal, but that was the din of Einish, because that's changed the Beit Kvaisa.
About the six
Vav. Wasn't talking about this. Right, wasn't talking about it. Didn't say anything about this. What? That was for something else. That was that she gets an einish. That becomes us to it. That she gets an einish. He gets an einish. That then the first line of the Mishnah about getting an einish. That was from a vow. The second part of the Mishnah is about usher. That's nitma. So echel abal, echel abayil, echel kuna, echel chuma. So now Rabbi Shmuel. Now what's that Rabbi Shmuel saying? Rabbi Shmuel tlosa kray ksivi. He has narshin vav. He has three psukim. Chad labal, chad abayil, chad chuma. The kahuna asked the kavachaymer. Kahuna looked like kavachaymer. That's what we know now. Now we have the conversation. Rabbi Kiva said, "Echel ba'avach ba'avach chuma echel kahuna." All four. Rabbi Shmuel says, "No, kahuna. You learn that from a kavachaymer. If it's aser b'chuma, of course it's aser b'kahuna. Like we see from Grusha. That was Rabbi Shmuel. He was saying that there's a kavachaymer. Now we understand Rabbi Shmuel's words. Rabbi Shmuel." Memai de istrich kral chuma v'kahuna asked the kavachaymer. How do you know this? How do you know that the third pasuk is for truma, and then in turn you have a kal v'chaymer? Because if truma is aser, for sure you aser takuna. Dilma ki itzrich kahuna. Maybe there's three psukim, so you put up on a more obvious one. That means you aser to kahuna. One's the baal, the boil, and kuna. But truma, sorry, you don't have a kal v'chaymer by truma because you see a grush is more than truma. So truma, you don't have a kal v'chaymer. So how do you know to put it by truma? Make kal v'chaymer zetzrayim by kahuna, and you don't have. I'm a carve a chuma at all. Very obvious question. But chuma shaya. On malach, so Rishmael answers, Mistavra, dumya the baal of boil. Mistavra, when I make my three drashas, nitma, my third nitma is similar to baal of boil. And ma baal of boil machayim, just like Baal HaBoyel is Negeya in her lifetime, or their lifetimes, Av Chuma, no one has to die for that, to make this Isser. Av Chuma Na Mechayim, Chuma is also something as Negeya in her lifetime. Lafuke and Lafuke Kahuna, La'achamisa. Kahuna is only Negeya if the Baal dies. And that won't be Dumya to the other cases. The other cases are Negeya right now. She's Oster Baal, she's Oster Baal, she's Oster Chuma. But to say that the third pasuk is to say that she's Oster Be Kahuna, that only has to happen after the Baal dies. So that's not similar to all drashas. We need someone to die. We need someone to die. Therefore, he knew it's going by Truma. And once you have a Truma, you make Kal V'chaimer. Now it's back to Rabbi Akiva. We need four drashas for. Why don't you just say that the third thing is for Truma, like Dumi to Baal and Baal, and then you have a Kal V'chaimer. So why do you need a fourth drasha? Rabbi Akiva, two Zimmer, have two Pshatim. Rabbi Akiva, Dumi to Baal and Baal less. Like, either doesn't hold this whole thing, Dumi to Baal and Baal, doesn't hold it, has to be the same. It's enough the same. It doesn't have to be exactly before Misa, after Misa. And Vinami Islay, and if you hold it as Svara, still, you can have a fourth drasha. Why? Milsa, the Asif of Kal V'chaimer, Tarach Kosov Lekra. Something that is learned in Kal V'chaimer, the Pasuk brings a drasha for that. It's not Shver. Milsa, the Asif of Kal V'chaimer, Tarach Kosov Lekra. So bottom line is, that's why we have all four drashas according to Rabbi Akiva, and that's why we don't have a Kasha. But before, on the bright side, because Lamais, the bottom line is that all four drashas is true, and Echel Abba, Echel Chuma, Echel Le Kahuna.